The study by North Star Economics of Madison is paid for by GTAC, the company hoping to mine a five-mile stretch in Ashland and Iron Counties. It says that open-pit mine would generate $300 million in local taxes and $458 million in state taxes over the 35-year life of the mine. That includes income taxes, sales taxes, and property taxes on miners and mining fees. GTAC manager Matt Fifield says another $600 million would be raised by indirect taxes, including by Wisconsin companies that build mining equipment.
The best mining equipment really is made in Wisconsin. You have Joy, Bucyrus, P&H, Caterpillar, Metso. I mean, these are all heavy manufacturers. They're all located in southern Wisconsin.
Some of these tax dollars would be funneled into what's called a mining impact fund that would go to local governments affected by the mine. Ashland County Administrator Jeff Burrell says besides environmental concerns, there are many financial unknowns to this mine.
It's going to just be a boom to Ashland. But the question is, what is the infrastructure that the mine is going to need when it comes to electrical use, water use, transportation needs, storage needs, things like this?
If the mine is built, North Star says would create 700 mining jobs and 2,100 spinoff jobs. Mike Simons in Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.